Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Mirandasyam Ganangana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutade Sayam Rupa Karamayam Dirati Swapadantikam. Our title today is Breakthrough God, or God of Breakthroughs. If you're from Utah, every decade or so, there's a tragic story comes on the news about a flash flood down in Zion's National Park. I remember one year, 11 people were drowned while they were hiking what had previously been a dry canyon riverbed. Everything was brown, dried up, not a drop of water miles around, not a cloud in the sky. All of a sudden, a 20-foot wall of water came around a corner and swept them away. It had rained 50 miles away and created a flash flood, which nobody could have predicted. No warning, no way that anybody could have seen it coming. I'm here today in a positive sense to issue you a flash flood warning. If you've honored God, and we call Him Krishna, the all-attractive, especially when there have been negative things in your life, relationships that didn't work out, breakups, heartache, loss, disappointments, dry seasons, get ready for a flood of greatness. Sooner or later, unpredictably, unexpectedly, without any warning, because you have passed the tests, there's flood coming into your life. Not of water, but of overwhelming blessings, overwhelming favor, overwhelming opportunities, overwhelming healings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It will take you beyond your normal boundaries. It will supersede what the medical report says. Supersede your talent, supersede your education, your experience. It will thrust you to a level that you could have never reached on your own. It won't be a little drizzle. It won't be a sprinkle. It'll be a flood of favor, flood of talent, flood of creativity, flood of ideas, flood of opportunity. You're about to come into this flash flood where suddenly you meet the right person. Suddenly you qualify for that new home. Suddenly you're accepted to college. Suddenly you're chosen to play the lead role. Suddenly you're promoted to the supervisor position. Suddenly you're able to start that new mission or build that new temple. Krishna God is going to honor you because you've honored Him by chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All spirituality, all transcendence, all scriptural advice boils down to this simple phrase. Do not forget Krishna or God, even for a single moment. Honor Him loudly or slowly, however it may be convenient. Do not forget to honor God. And to the degree that we line up with God's purposes for our lives, to that degree, we'll get the resources in order to accomplish our God-given dreams. Lining up our purposes with the purposes of God starts with the most prominent of all of our senses, the tongue. If we start vibrating the glories of the Lord in our speaking and eating only consecrated vegetarian food, which is offered to Him, that is the beginning. That is the giant step we take towards coordinating our purposes with Him. It says, Sevan mukhehi jivado shrayam evas paratyaha. Serving God begins by dedicating your tongue. Let my lips be filled with messages from Thee, and let my mouth sing always only for my King. It is said here in our scripture, when the contents of the storehouse of love of God are thus distributed, that means the spreading of the chanting of the holy. We had a festival of colors yesterday in Salt Lake City. The hours were from 11 in the morning till 5 in the evening. We were chanting the whole time. chanting and dancing. This is our method of plundering the warehouse of love of God and distributing the contents to anyone who's willing to take it. It says when the contents of the storehouse of love of God are distributed, there's a powerful inundation that covers the entire land. Our headquarters are in Sridhar Mayapur, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his birth 500 years ago. And so the reference is in Sridhar Mayapur, West Bengal, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. And I've got a picture of that in the next slide here. Prabhupada, our guru, comments, this is an indication that from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the inundation of love of God should be spread all over the world. For this will help everyone, including old men, young men, women, and children. The Krishna conscious movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful that it can flood the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of God. And here's the Ganges River in full flood in Mayapur. Think about how powerful water can be. 3 or 4 feet of rushing water can pick up a huge car weighing thousands of pounds and move it here and there. I've seen it on the news. Whole houses floating down a flooded river. Nothing can stop the force of water. Anything that's in his path is moved out of the way. Now, in your life, you may have difficulties. You may have obstacles that look extremely large, impassable. You may have dreams that seem impossibly unattainable. Know this. When God releases the flood of his power, nothing will be able to stop you. That sickness may look big, but when God releases a flood of healing, the sickness doesn't stand a chance. Your enemies, your opposition may be bigger, stronger, more wealthy, and more powerful than you are, better equipped. But when God opens the floodgates of his favor, there'll be no match for you. Here it is said, you may not have the connections to accomplish your dreams. You don't know the right people. You don't have the funding. But when Krishna releases a flood of favor, people will come out of the woodwork to help you. You won't have to look for them. Good breaks, opportunity, the right people, all will chase you down. Now we need to get ready. Not for a trickle, not for a creek, not for a stream, not even a river, but a flood of God's favor, a tidal wave of his goodness, a tsunami of his increase. Krishna is going to take you to a level that you've never been before. It will be unprecedented. You'll go further, faster than you ever dreamed of. Right now, it may not look like it in the natural. Remember, you're under a flash flood warning. At any moment, even hundreds of miles away from you, the heavens could open up. At any moment, you could meet the right person. Any moment, God could do something awesome, something that you've never seen before in your life. The real question is, are you ready? Are you going to let the seed take root? Every voice will tell you, this is not for you, this is for someone else. I think that Krishna brought you here this evening for a reason. I think Krishna has you here at the right place at the right time to hear the message that's very timely for you. Why? Because he wants to do something amazing in your life. We just have to do our part and get an agreement and say, this is for me today. From today, I'm raising my expectations. I'm shaking off doubt, negativity, disappointments, self-pity, little dreams, and little goals. Krishna, I will make room for you today in my thinking for a flood of goodness. Many years ago, Bhai Bhabhi was moving a bale of hay to feed some of the animals. She tripped, broke her fall with her wrist, felt a sudden excruciating pain. So we went down to a hospital there. It's called Mountain View Hospital, Payson. They took an initial x-ray, found multiple breakages. They said, we can do surgery on this, but it's not likely that your hand will ever be the same again. There are just too many fractures. While she was lying in the hallway there, open door, a good friend of ours, formerly the West Salem Stake president, Dr. Stanley Green, just happened to be walking by. He saw Vi and I in there, and he came in. We told him what had happened. He said, "Would you mind if I say a blessing?" We said, "We'd love it." We folded our hands, we bowed our heads, and he said a blessing over her. After that, he said, "I'm going to go and check out the x-rays and see what we could do." He came back a few minutes later with x-rays, pinned them up on the wall. There was one single crack. Totally different picture. And he said, "Not only will surgery not be necessary, but we'll just wrap you up. You'll be 95% good as new." What happened there? Flood of God's mercy, flood of healing, flood of restoration. Krishna can do what medicine can't do. Krishna knows when you've got a bad medical report. He knows when you're struggling with your finances. He knows when you're being abused or mistreated. You may not see anything happening. You can be assured that Krishna is not only aware, but he's also at work. He already has the solution to your problems. All we have to do is stay in faith. Keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Then at the right time, he'll release a flood of his power, flood of healing, flood of restoration. He'll not only bring you out, but he will bring you out better off than you were before the trouble started. Vi and I had been in the Los Angeles temple for the entire decade of the 1980s when we had an idea to start a temple in Utah. We were told, even by our fellow missionaries down there in Los Angeles, that we were out of our minds. Utah? That's impossible. You should stay in LA. We were criticized. We were ridiculed. We were even asked to leave our in-house residence on the temple grounds. We had to rent an apartment from our friend of ours in Hollywood. It looked for a while there as if everything and everyone was lined up against our dream. But I learned then that it really doesn't matter who likes you or who doesn't like you. It really doesn't matter who approves of you and who doesn't approve of you. All that matters is whether God likes you. All that matters is whether God approves you, whether God accepts you. His favor surrounds you like a shield. Promotion does not come from people, it comes from God. What we have to do is be bold enough to believe big. Then the God of breakthroughs can release a tidal wave of his goodness, a tsunami of his favor in your life. At times, things may look dark. You may not see how it could ever work out. Maybe you don't have the funds to pay your bills. Maybe your kids haven't talked to you for 2 years. Maybe people at work are talking behind your back. Maybe your problems seem insurmountable. Krishna promises that the light will come bursting in. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the end, Krishna not only established this temple in Utah, but it is in fact the most beautiful of all the 50 Hare Krishna temples in the United States of America, Los Angeles included. Every time I look at it, I'm reminded that Krishna is not a God of little trickles. He's not a God of drip drops. He's not a God of barely squeak by. If you're true to him, he will flood you. He will overwhelm you. He will amaze and stupefy you with his favor. If you faithfully chant Hare Krishna, he will cause your critics to say in due course of time, "How in the world did Charu and Bhai Bhabhi open that temple?" And this might be a good point to interject that we're opening a second temple in Salt Lake City on August 17th, and you're all invited. How in the world, your critics will come to say, did he get that management position? How in the world did she get her health back? The expert said it was impossible, but we have another expert. He says that if you will honor me, I'll open the vaults of heaven, shower you with blessings and favors. It won't just trickle in. It won't just barely eke its way there. No, like a flood, like the breaking forth of waters, it will come bursting in. What does that mean? It means suddenly. Suddenly things will turn around in your favor. Suddenly you'll catch the break that you need. Suddenly the door will open. Suddenly your health turns around. Suddenly your problem is resolved. God likes to do things suddenly. When it's dark, don't start complaining. That's the wrong option. Don't start talking about your problems, getting on your cell phone, having a pity party on Facebook. When things get toughest, what you need to do is keep reminding yourself that it's always darkest before the dawn, that the light's just about to come bursting in if you stay in faith. It may be today, it may be tomorrow, it may be next month, it may be next year, but know this, when your time comes, suddenly things will change in your favor. When you're tempted to think that it's not going to work out, it looks impossible. All I have to do is just look at our beautiful temple right here in Spanish Fork. And that causes me to recollect, Krishna, you did it for us once. I know that you can do it for us again and again and again. He wants to release a flood of his power. Not a trickle, not a stream. A flood of favor and healing. One of our problems might be that we're thinking too small. Maybe you've settled where you are because you think that you've reached your limits in life. You've gone as far as you can go. You've made too many mistakes. You're limited by your age, by your income, by your connections, by your education. Maybe you think that that sick child will never get well. You're thinking that your dreams are too big. You don't have what it takes to accomplish them. I'm telling you that I see something in your future. I see a tidal wave coming your way. Not a tidal wave of defeat, of discouragement, not a tidal wave of more of the same old, but a wave of God's favor, a wave of promotion, a wave of deliverance, a wave of restoration. It's the God of breakthrough, releasing his favor, causing you to overcome obstacles that you thought were insurmountable, causing you to accomplish dreams that you never thought possible. Dare to believe, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you think trickle, you're going to get trickle. If you think barely get by, you're just going to barely get by. If you think that the problem is too big, then that problem is going to defeat you. But if you learn to think, flood, can you say that with me? Flood, then you'll get a flood. Try this. Say with me, overflow.
Overflow.
If you think and speak overflow, then you're going to get overflow. If you dare to think tidal wave, then God can release a tidal wave of his goodness in life. You see what's going on here? The battle is won or lost in our own minds. We need to learn to take the limits off of God. It is said, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. In the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 11th verse, Krishna says, Ye yatam mam prapadyate. To the degree of their faith in me, it will be done or reciprocated to them. One time a boy was rubbing a lamp that he found somewhere at a yard sale. A genie came out. The genie said, what would you like? I'll grant you any wish. He was a little boy. The biggest thing that he could think of at the time was, well, can I have a watermelon? The genie says, I could do better than that. Are you sure you don't want to ask for something bigger than a watermelon? The boy thought for a while and he said, I'll take a big watermelon. Don't have a small-minded mentality. Don't have a narrow, limited vision. Some people act like they're inconveniencing their Heavenly Father. They don't think that they have a right for their dreams to come to pass. They think that they only are entitled to just squeak by in life. Good enough is good enough. I don't expect to get out of this problem, they think. God, if you'll just help me to endure it. I don't really ever expect to meet girl or boy of my dreams and fall in love. God, if you'll just help me not be so lonely. That's trickle thinking. God has a flood for you. Get rid of your trickle thinking. Your thinking survive when God is wanting to make you thrive. When you think bigger, God will act bigger in your life. I heard about a young preacher in the 1950s. He traveled from town to town, speaking in small auditoriums and churches. He carried all of his sound equipment in the back of his car. When he went into an auditorium, he would set it up and be ready to go in no time at all. One night, there were a couple hundred people expected, and that was big time for him. He arrived a couple of hours early to make sure he had plenty of time to set it up. But in the midst of all the excitement, he accidentally locked his keys in the trunk of his car. He knew he couldn't have this big service without the sound equipment. So he tried to pry open the trunk of his car, and nothing doing. Some bystanders came up and helped him. They shook it and they wiggled it, and they got some coat hangers and they got some tools, and they couldn't open the trunk either. Time was running out. They were way out in the country. They didn't have time to bring a locksmith or tow the car to a repair shop. It looks like his big evening was going to be ruined. And just when he was preparing to give up, it dawned on him that he had not yet prayed about it. He announced to the people that he's going to pray and ask God to open the trunk. They looked at him like he'd lost his mind. They began to snicker and to laugh. And they said, "You've got to be kidding. You can't pray that God will open the trunk of your car." The preacher was not bothered by the critics. "Sure I can. It is said, you have not because you ask not." Went over, he put his hands on the trunk and he said, "Father, I know there's nothing too difficult for you. You know I need this sound equipment in order to have this meeting tonight. So I'm asking you somehow, some way, help me to open this trunk." And he began to shake and rattle it more vigorously than ever. Nothing happened. He turned and walked away. People started laughing, snickering, and got louder and louder and louder. And then all of a sudden they heard this pop. They turned around and the trunk had popped open, and in slow motion it began to rise as if it was going up to the heavens, just as if God is saying, "I told you I can do anything. I'm the God of the breakthrough. I'm also the God of the opening of the trunk." All the people nearly passed out, all the doubters, all the naysayers. From then on, they did anything that the preacher asked. "Yes, sir. No, sir. Whatever you say, sir." You may not need a trunk to open this afternoon. I hope you've got the keys in your pockets where they should be. But maybe the doctors have told you there's nothing they can do about that illness you've had a long time. There's a sickness trying to pull you down. Well, our encouragement is get ready for the God of breakthrough to show up. Get ready for the relationship to be restored that you were just about to give up on. The family member whose life is off course, about to get back on course. Start declaring, start thinking the God of the breakthrough is turning things around. Maybe your own dreams look so big, not like it's possible. Don't rule out the God of breakthrough. Like a flood, his favor can overtake you. God can cause things to happen supernaturally. I'm asking us to be breakthrough minded, not just to accept things in our lives that are far less than God's best. Maybe it's been so long that you stopped envisioning a change for the better. This is a new day today. New seeds may have taken root in your heart this afternoon. And the good news is that the God of breakthrough is about to visit your house, not with a trickle, not with a stream, but with a flood, a tidal wave, a tsunami of his goodness. All we have to do is release our faith in a greater way. If you don't, after all, pray for the trunk to open, then it's not going to open. Dare to believe. God wants to give you something to talk about. He wants you to have stories to tell, just like my wife and I have this temple to tell everyone about. It's easy to say, oh, Charud sounds great, but it's not for me. I don't envision anything different happening in my life. I've tried it before. It hasn't worked out. It's been too long. I've been through too much. That kind of negative thinking is going to stop the flood. God works where there's an attitude of faith. When you believe, all things are possible. The enemy cannot stop that flood once released. The enemy, the critics, the naysayers, they don't have the power to stop the flood. People can't stop it. Circumstances can't stop it. The only one that can stop the flood of favor in your direction is you. You control your own destiny. God is for you. The enemy is against you. You get to cast the deciding vote. So I'm asking you today to vote for favor, to vote for something new, to vote for amazing things in your life. The real battle is taking place in our thought life. Some of our thoughts will say, it's not going to happen. You're too old. You've made too many mistakes. You'll never get well. You'll never accomplish your dreams. No, this is the day we can turn it around and see the favor of God profusely abound. Floods of blessing in our future, tidal waves of increase in joy, healing and mercy. All we have to do is make room in our thinking. I can tell you firsthand, my wife and I have experienced this flood of Krishna's favor. Krishna has overwhelmed us with his goodness. Not bragging on us, bragging on Krishna. Krishna has taken us beyond our education, beyond our talent, beyond our training. He's unleashed his abundance, his wisdom, and his favor in our lives. For this to happen in each and every life, we have to learn to keep Krishna, God, first place. We need to honor him, to take the limits off of him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My prayer for you today is that the eyes of your understanding be flooded with light, that you would know how much Krishna God loves you, how much he has for you, what an amazing future that he's lined up for you. My prayer is that your faith in him will fill your hearts, that you will raise your level of expectancy, and that you will see God's goodness in a way that you've never seen it before. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're announcing today you're under a flash flood warning. You need to get ready. You're about to see his favor profusely abound in your life. Because you've honored him, because you've been faithful, things have shifted in your favor. All you have to do is wake up every morning and say, Father, thank you for the flood of favor in my life. And then go out, begin your day expecting it. If you do that, I believe that you'll see God's goodness overwhelm you. You're coming into floods of favor, floods of healing, floods of wisdom, floods of good breaks, floods of mercy. Get ready for it. It's headed your way in this life. And in the next life, you'll go back to home, back to Godhead.